It's time for another episode of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. So welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Once again, I went back to the movies with my husband and fellow cinephile, Jerry. And we were fortunate that we were able to actually see two movies that we wanted to see at the same time. So they both finished at more or less the same time and started at more or less the same time. So what he saw was a movie made by an Argentinian director, and it's in French and Spanish, and called Saint-Exupéry. I think that's right. And it is a movie that you may not have heard of, and if you did, you may not have heard much. But basically, it's a movie, as I said, by an Argentinian director, and it concerns a portion of the life of Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, he of the wonderful fable, The Little Prince. Many people do know Saint-Exupéry himself was a pilot. And he wrote his character, the Little Prince, was also a pilot. So in any event, it is one that my husband has recommended very highly. He said it's one of the best movies I've seen in a really long time. And as you may know, we go to see a lot of movies, and he really enjoyed this. He especially enjoyed the visuals. He said the shots in the Andes are incredible, and having this is in the 30s, having the biplanes flying around in the Andes, he said, it just makes for an incredible spectacle. He liked the story as well. It concerned the situation where his very best friend, also a pilot for, I think, Aero Postal, these are guys responsible for the mail through the Andes. And he said it was just a really interesting story about what happened with his friend and how he, the Saint-Exupéry, went to rescue him, although he had been sort of declared basically dead. But just to give you a little bit of a hint, he's not dead. And Saint-Exupéry, in fact, does go and rescue him. So there's more to it than that, but that's kind of the bottom line. It's a very beautiful movie. It's well acted with an interesting story. According to some things that I've read, the story itself is not necessarily totally true to life, but that doesn't matter. And the fact is that the filmmaker gets much information about the cast and the characters in The Little Prince into the movie. So I think people wanting to see this, recognizing the name Saint-Exupéry, say, oh, but there's not much in there. In fact, there is more than a little bit of information about The Little Prince in there, but it's certainly not a depiction of The Little Prince. So you have one reviewer, my husband, is basically saying this is a movie that you will enjoy, and you don't necessarily have to be fluent in French or Spanish, for that matter, to enjoy it. Meanwhile, while he was watching this movie in one theater, I was sitting in another theater watching a movie called Companion, which is an American film. There we go. And it was, I wouldn't call it a great movie, but it was certainly a very enjoyable movie. And it got on the internet movie database, the rating was 7.4 on 10, which is really kind of up there. And I agreed with it. I thought this is a very entertaining film. It's a dark comedy, I guess is the best way to describe it, featuring a young actor who you may or may not have heard of, named Jack Quaid, who is the son of Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid. And he's been acting for several years now, notably on TV in a series called The Boys, which is another a bit of a horror show. Anyway, so he has this starring role now in the movie, and he's starring with a young actress named Sophie Thatcher, who was one of the two young women in the, again, another kind of horror film. that I can't remember. Anyway, the name of the movie was The Heretic. And again, a very good movie. I can recommend The Heretic highly. Anyway, Sophie Thatcher was one of the two young women featured in that. This, she plays a very pretty young woman, about probably in her 20s. And she and Jack Quaid, Jack's character, meet up early on in the movie and fall in love. And the real action of the movie begins when they decide to take up a friend's offer to go to an amazing lake house, a multi-gazillion dollar lake house. And while there, Sophie Thatcher character, because there are issues between her and the fellow who owns the lake house. Without going into detail, because it's a big part of the fun is seeing the twists and turns. Okay, who is what in this movie, and what are they doing, and to whom are they doing it, and how will they get past them? So it's a comedy. It's a horror. Well, I guess a horror comedy is one way to describe it, and it is just fun. It is a movie that, and I'm not the only one who thought this, a number of reviewers basically said, yeah, this movie is fun. Yes, it's a horror movie. Yes, it's a dark comedy, but it's really well done. And you will, just get enthralled by these characters and the sort of the double lives that they lead. It's called Unhinged and Unpredictable by one of the reviewers. And it is indeed unhinged and unpredictable. One hell of a ride. Yeah, I can go along with that. Brilliant and twisted is another way to describe it. So it is fun, and it's not long. That's another thing. We are getting a little tired of movies that are really long. This one and the one that Jerry saw, the Santa Cubetti film, are only about an hour and a half. So that's very doable. I would, again, partly for the length, but mostly because they're just really entertaining, fun movies. I would recommend either one of those. Other things that are happening downtown at the Maison de Cinema, there's the movie, a couple movies that I've seen and have recommended, in particular Sing Sing was just terrific. I would also kind of recommend the Mufasa, the one, the kind of prequel to The Lion King. That was also very entertaining. And the other movies that are there now, 5th of September. I think I talked about that. It was a very earnest movie, but not to me, and frankly to my husband, not super entertaining. It was a little hard to get past the claustrophobic aspects. And another movie that, again, I haven't seen, I may see this week, is called La Chambre à Côté, so the room next door. And I think that will be maybe a little chick flicky, but I'm not sure. I will give that a shot. And the other movie that we would really quite like to see is called The Brutalist. I think I mentioned this last week as well. Haven't seen this one yet. It's a 3-hour and 35-minute movie. And quite honestly, that's why we haven't been to see it. It's just a lot of time sitting in a movie theater. Once upon a time, they used to have intermissions for these very long movies, but I don't think they do that anymore. So if you're interested in a very, very well-received movie, one that's been nominated for, I think it's 10 Academy Awards, this would be, just maybe have a look at it. It's nominated for 10 Academy Awards. It's won all kinds of other awards, which have already taken place. The supporting actors, along with the principal actor, Adrian Brody, who's apparently amazing, but there's also Guy Pearce, who is another, he's an Australian actor, and he, again, is like always good. And Felicity Jones is another, she's the, I guess, the principal female lead. she too is getting wonderful reviews. So I think you can't go too wrong with this movie, if nothing else for the performances, but apparently also the story itself is an amazing story that will hold your attention apparently for the full 3 hours and 35 minutes. We will find out whether that's the case or not. Anyway, so that's what's happening with the movies downtown at the Maison de Cinema. There are other movie theaters around, the one that we kind of like and seems to have enough variety for our taste is the Maison de Cinema right downtown. Anyway, I think that's about it for this week.
Okay, well, thanks again, Melanie. Back to the movies with Melanie Cutting.